share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Hundreds of Singaporeans held a candlelight vigil on Monday to protest the looming execution of two Malaysians convicted of drug offenses, as the United Nations urged the city-state to spare them. Nagendran K. Dharmalingam, a mentally disabled man arrested in 2009 for heroin trafficking, is to be hanged on Wednesday, the 27th of April, despite an international outcry. Another Malaysian, Dachinamurthy Kataya, is scheduled to be executed 2 days later, according to campaigners. More than 400 Singaporeans gathered late Monday, the 25th of April, at Speaker's Corner in a downtown park, the only place in the tightly controlled city-state where protests are allowed without prior police approval. The demonstrators held electric candles, torches, and signs reading, "Abolish the death penalty," and "End oppression, not life." No more blood on our hands, the crowd chanted, as well as "Justice" and "Freedom." It was the second sizable demonstration in Singapore, where protests are rare, in a few weeks against the death penalty. Dharmalingam was arrested at the age of 21 after being found with a small bundle of heroin and lost a last-ditch appeal against the death sentence last month. Supporters say he has an IQ of 69, a level recognized as a disability, and was coerced into committing the crime. His case has sparked widespread criticism, including from the European Union and British billionaire Richard Branson. Kataya was arrested in 2011 and convicted on drug trafficking charges. Speaking on the sidelines of the protest, his sister Sitharani told AFP she was shocked her brother will be hanged as he was a small-time courier. He feels that the punishment is not fair, she said. UN Rights Office spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani urged Singapore to immediately halt its execution plans, to consider granting Dharmalingam and Kataya clemency, and to commute their sentences to prison terms. Singapore last month carried out its first execution since 2019. Alongside the two cases this week, activists fear there could be more hangings in coming months. The city-state maintains the death penalty for several offenses, and insists it has helped to keep Singapore one of Asia's safest places. Source: AFP. Also read: Nagendran's mother seeks help from SG president to save her son from being hanged next week. Source: AFP photo source. AFP photo source. AFP photo. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.